On Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago. First written for the National Public Radio segment, You Must Read This, May 2008. 50 years ago this September, Boris Pasternak's novel Dr. Zhivago came out here in English. He couldn't publish it in his own country. It was my birthday present that October. I was 28. It bowled me over. The Cold War muddied our thinking in the 50s, and I didn't really understand the complex political stance of the book. But it's a book you understand emotionally. It is fiercely intelligent, but it must be understood with the heart. Pasternak was a mystical realist, equipped to tell us about a strange time in human history, what living through the Great Revolution of 1917 was like, day by day, for ordinary Russians. A huge chaos of ideas and ideals, everything changed, the familiar in ruins, a new order brutally established and suddenly knocked apart again, endless factional war and destruction, and the spiritual resilience of common people somehow getting through it day by day. What a joy to come back to the great passages, like Yuri Zhivago's long train trip with his wife and child, crammed with other refugees in a freight car, from Moscow to the Urals. The book's full of unforgettable images, like the long empty trains standing on the tracks in the snow in Siberia, black, dead. And the quiet, terrifying sentences that tell of ripe grain fields, heaving and rustling, not with wind, but with mice. The villagers are dead, the grain uncut, mice breeding in it by millions, as Yuri makes his way on foot, alone, all the way back from the Urals to Moscow. It's all journeys, partings, and meetings. Dozens of characters disappear and reappear. They bond together in passionate love, but can't hold on to each other. Passionate hatred unites them as closely as love. They meet and part and weep, meet again and don't know it. It's not disorder, but a wild complexity of interconnection, like the tracks in a great train station. All these crisscrossing destinies, all these souls full of earnest intention, all of them helpless as dust blown on the great wind of the revolution. I realize now how much I learned about how to write a novel from Pasternak. How you can leap across miles and years so long as you land in the right place. How accuracy of detail embodies emotion. How by leaving more out you can get more in. It's a huge book. 500 pages isn't long to contain all Russia, 40 years of history, a man's life and dreams, but it is vast, like a human soul. It holds immensities of pain, betrayal, and love. I love it. This may be last of the great Russian novels, this beautiful, noble testimony from a terrible century.